Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Kelly Clarkson, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader with you. Friday morning, the last day of the work/school week. So hopefully you guys have a wonderful day that goes by super fast, and then you can go and enjoy your weekend, whatever you might be doing. Reader, this weekend, guess what I'm going to do?
What are you going to be doing?
I am bummed out we don't get the Riders this year. I'm bummed out we don't get the CFL. Thought to myself, well, you know what? That's not the only football league that's on in the world. So I thought, I'm going to start watching the NFL.
Oh.
And I thought I should go to the person that knows the most about the NFL here in Fox FM, and that would be you, because you're a big NFL fan, so I need some help.
Sure. Well, you've been giving me quizzes all week of varying degrees of difficulty. So I'm going to flip the table on you. But this time, I'm not going to go like crazy. It's not going to be something super hard.
Okay.
We'll put a minute on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to name as many NFL teams as you can in 60 seconds.
Okay. Just say go and we'll start the timer.
All right. And go.
Okay. Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
New England Patriots.
Yep.
Chicago Bears. Jacksonville Jaguars. Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings,
okay.
Detroit Lions,
yeah.
Indianapolis Colts,
yes.
Tennessee Titans,
yeah.
Cleveland Browns,
yeah.
I said Patriots already. Atlanta Falcons,
yes.
This sucks.
You can do this.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
New York Jets, New York Giants.
Okay.
There's no team in New Jersey, right? Oh, you can't say.
Technically, they both play in Jersey.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
How many did I get?
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, 17. 18.
How many teams are there in the NFL?
32, I believe. So you nailed about half. So you missed Arizona, Baltimore, Buffalo, Carolina, Denver, Houston, Kansas City, both LA teams, Miami.
How did I miss LA? I was in San Francisco with the...
New Orleans.
The Dolphins. Oh, no.
Miami, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay, and Washington.
That is so hard. Here's my idea. Hey, NFL, if you're listening, maybe you should take all those teams and just compress them down into a nice, even... 9 teams like the CFL.
Like, just crunch them down by a quarter. There's 32 teams. Make 8 teams.
Yeah.
Just merge 4 teams together.
Makes the playoffs more fun.
Yeah.
Well, I got 18 out of what, 32?
Yeah.
Oof. How did you guys do? Caller text 306-783-3699. Still haven't picked a team to cheer for yet either. Yeah. That could be a thing too.
Nick and Reader are looking for a good elephant ears recipe. Or someone to make some for them.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Billie Eilish, Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you on a Friday morning. I hope you guys are having a good start to the day. Reader, I have something coming up this fall, and I'm a little nervous about it.
Really?
Yeah, I am going to the optometrist for the first time in about 5 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I've really needed to get a new pair of glasses. The current pair I'm wearing right now is held together with super glue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I always like that. Whenever people compliment me on my glasses, first of all, that's the sweetest thing anybody can do when they come up to you and they say, wow, you have great glasses. But I always say, thanks, they're held together with super glue because they're kind of gross, not going to lie. They've been through some stuff, so I need some new glasses, so I booked the appointment. But I'm not scared of the optometrist. I am just nervous whenever it gets to the point where they put the thing over your face and they start flipping the lenses around, asking you which one looks better to you. It's called a phoropter, I believe, the tool that it's used. If you're an optometrist, you can text us right now. But I'm always anxious when I get to that point of the optometry exam.
Okay.
Do you feel the same way?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, it's been a long time since I've had a real full eye exam.
And you also don't wear glasses either, too.
I don't, other than, you know, the odd time I'll throw on some reading glasses for looking at little labels and things. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, to me, just sitting in that chair, because I doubt myself. I immediately doubt myself as soon as I sit down, because they go number one or number two. And to me, you know, one of them looks obvious, but then all of a sudden you go, okay, now number one or number three, and then they both look the same, and then I feel so bad because I always say they look the same, because to me they look the same, and I don't know. I just want to pass my eye exam, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a med school student who's, like, studying for midterms or something, and I know it's not that huge of a deal, but, like, I just don't want to give the wrong information, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think it was possible to necessarily fail an eye exam. It's just they'd look at it and say, okay, we need to pay particular attention here.
Well, I have never doubted my own eyes before. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never thought, oh, I saw something and I thought it was something else. Until I get into that chair and they put that thing in front of me. And then suddenly I'm like, do I know what things look like anymore?
You're gaslighting yourself.
I think I am. Like, yeah. I don't know what the remedy is for that or anything. I just wanted to know if anybody else out there feels the same way. Because this is one of those weird Nick things that I'm using my position as a way to get some free, cheap therapy done. Nah. People can help me out here, too. Also, if you're an optometrist and you're listening, we'd certainly love to hear from you. We had Eduardo on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And it makes such a huge difference when we have an expert on the show.
Exactly.
So, if you're listening right now and you can help me with my anxieties at the Eye Doctor, call 306-783-3699 or text us, too. Both lines are open.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, also streaming whenever you want, foxfmonline.ca or in your pocket on the Fox FM app. Reader, we were talking earlier this morning about my anxieties at the optometrist's office, and I completely forgot to mention something that Kristen on our Facebook page posted, and that's that little machine where they spray the little air puff into your eye.
Oh.
Have you ever used that one?
I never have.
Oh my gosh, that is, you know, it doesn't hurt. Because it's just air, right? They're just, I don't know, I guess it must be testing the pressure of your eyeball or something. I'm not an optometrist, but if you are, text us, 306-783-3699. But I will say, I know that it's going to be coming and, like, hitting my eye, and I still flinch every single time. I've gone to the optometrist many times in my life because I wear glasses, and every single time I flinch, every single time, without fail. I'm just terrified of getting a little, and it's nothing. It's just like a baby's cough. It's like, like, it's not even that bad, but I still flinch. Like, I'm just a 31-year-old coward at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
I?
It's been a while since I really need to go get my eyes checked so I can experience all this stuff.
I'm worried about that, though, because I'm looking around here at all the stuff that's written on all the whiteboards. Can you read that fine, or are you...
Yeah, but I'm a lot closer to it than you are as well.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm just thinking, like, hey, I booked my appointment. We should, you know... I mean, people already think we do everything together. Might as well... Kill two birds with one stone, am I right? How about you guys out there listening, and do you have any experiences at the optometrist with either the machine that's posted on the Facebook page or a machine that we may have forgot? Because I know there's one where you got to stare at a hot air balloon, and that one always makes my eyes dry out, too. 306-783-3699. Call or text.
Nick and Reader love doing radio in the early morning. We're serious. Nick even woke up Reader to check.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning. It's 6:20 in Saskatchewan, 7:20 in Manitoba. One of two people charged after an incident September 6th just north of Regina involving the pursuit of a stolen vehicle has made his first court appearance. Made another court appearance. 45-year-old Joseph Sear of Punishai appeared in Regina Provincial Court on Wednesday and remains in custody to appear again on October 7th. The first week of school saw 14 active COVID-19 cases among children and youth, with 9 cases in Saskatoon, 2 in the East Central Zone, 1 in each of the West Central, Southwest, and South Central regions. 1,845 tests were done on kids up to the age of 19 during the week of September 7th to the 12th. And Saskatchewan farmers made significant harvest progress again this week, but warm and dry weather is needed to continue drying down crops. 51% of the crop is combined in the East Central region, which is well ahead of the 5-year average of 37% for this time of year. In sports in the majors, the Yankees knocked off the Toronto Blue Jays 10-7, so New York sweeps the 3-game set, outscoring Toronto 43-15. The Yankees are 2.5 games up on Toronto for second place in the AL East. NBA Eastern Conference Final, Miami over Boston 106-101. The Heat lead the series 2-0. Fox forecast, today partly to mainly sunny, high of 19. Clear tonight, down to 5. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, high 26. Sunday, mostly cloudy and windy with a 30% chance of scattered showers, high of 23. Mostly cloudy Monday, high 21. Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 24 degrees. Around the region right now, 0 in Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, plus 1 in Swan River, 2 in Broadview, Mooseman, 4 in Roblin, 6 in Russell. Mostly cloudy over Yorkton, Melville right now, southeast wind at 4K. The RH is 86%, the temperature 3 degrees. I'm Reader. That's Fox FM News.
Nick likes Hot Wheels documentaries. Reader likes shows about World War II.
Goodbye, ladies.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande on this wonderful Friday morning. And Reader, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Pizza Monday. We briefly mentioned it this morning because I wanted to say shout-outs to Mary from Kenora. That was this week's winner of Pizza Monday. She won herself some hot za from Domino's, and all she had to do was text us.
It was so simple. Yes, the key word, name and address, and boom, she was in to win, and she was the ultimate victor of this week's medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's.
That's right. So if you are listening right now and you want to win yourself some za in a couple days, well, Pizza Monday is fast approaching. Listen on Monday morning for your keyword to text in. All you got to do is text it, get your confirmation, and you are hot to go with that two-topping medium pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. And it's not just for people in Yorkton as well. I mean, like I said, Mary from Kenora won. We can mail them out. It's a certificate that we can mail to you.
Maybe you live in Swan River. Maybe you live in Roblin and you're making a roadie into town for some reason and you're thinking, hey, I could use something to eat while I'm there. Boom.
You already got a free pizza in the back pocket.
Yeah.
I wish I had a pizza in my back pocket. Listen,
might be
that
a little warm sitting down.
Yeah, it might be a little gross as well, too. Listen on Monday for that keyword to text in. When you hear it, enter in for some free pizza on Pizza Monday.